Unit 8. Making an apology. Integrated skills development. New words and expressions. Address. Ankle. Annoy. Awful. Check. Dentist. Entire. First name. Gain. Gown. Hobble. Humiliate. Insufferable. Insult. Irritate. Junior. Pain. Paradox. Particularly. Reaction. Slip. Sunny. Sprain. Thoroughly. Timid. Upbringing. Withdrawal. Youngster. Deal with. Feel like. Get a glimpse of. Instead of. Speak up. Passage. Addressing the first name custom. The first naming is almost always done by people young enough to be our children. Last year, I sprained my ankle on my way to work, and when I hobbled to a doctor's office, the young receptionist called my turn, saying, "This way, Tom." I noted a paradox when the doctor, who was almost exactly my age, said, "That's a very serious sprain, Mr. Middleton." This form of address is common not simply in doctor's and dentist's office, but almost everywhere. At a local bank the other day, the young woman who was dealing with me, after checking my name out on the withdrawal slip, wished me, "Merry Christmas, Thomas." Doctors and dentists' assistants seemed to be a little uneasy to call me Tom, though. Perhaps I got a glimpse of the reason for this a few months ago when, at a party, I met a young man who had recently become a doctor. He told me that he had been taught in school that as a doctor, he should call his patients, no matter what their age, by their first names, but that they should address him as Dr. Gilbert. That would gain him respect, he'd been told. We involved the entire party in the discussion, and, not surprisingly, everyone over 40 expressed great displeasure at being first named by people whose first names they didn't even know. One lady, who had been introduced as Patty, said she was particularly annoyed at being called Patricia. "No one has ever called me Patricia," she said, "except my mother when she was angry about something." That must be especially irritating, to have strangers call you Patricia or Margaret or Elizabeth, when everyone who knows you calls you Pat, Patsy, Patty, Trish or Trisha, Meg, Maggie, Peg or Peggy, Liz, Lizzie, Beth, Betty, or Betsy. Most of us are timid about being thought stuffed shirts or pompous asses if we ask to be called Mr., Mrs., Miss, or Ms. last name instead of our first names. But the irritation is widespread, and we really should speak up. Over the years, I've heard from many ladies who've described what they regard as a thoroughly humiliating experience. Typically, these letters say, "Last week I saw a doctor who was about the age of my grandson. This young man, whom I had just called Dr. Jones, said, 'Adelaide, come up here, and we'll see about that pain in your shoulder.' You can hardly imagine what reactions I had while I was dressed in one of those awful gowns they have. The whole experience is insulting, and the Adelaide from this youngster was insufferable. I felt like calling him Sonny or Junior, but my upbringing prevented me." Listening. 8. Listen to the passage about Australian people's names and answer the following questions briefly. Most Australians have three names, the first two of which are chosen by the parents when a child is born. These are called the first names, given names, or Christian names. The last name is the family name coming from the father and is automatically given to all his children. The family name can also be called the surname or the last name. Some people have only one given name, and some several, but people usually have two. In Australia, however, sometimes first names are not used. For example, it is rare for children to call their parents by the first name, and they would usually call other adults aunt or uncle together with the first name. In some formal situations, such as interviews for jobs or important business meetings, it is also usual not to use first names. Instead, a title is used together with the family names. 9. Look at each of the following pictures and listen to the passage again. Write T in the bracket if the way of addressing in each picture is true according to what you have heard. Write F if it is false. Most Australians have three names, the first two of which are chosen by the parents when a child is born. These are called the first names, given names, or Christian names. The last name is the family name coming from the father and is automatically given to all his children. The family name can also be called the surname or the last name. Some people have only one given name, and some several, but people usually have two. In Australia, however, sometimes first names are not used. For example, it is rare for children to call their parents by the first name, and they would usually call other adults aunt or uncle together with the first name. In some formal situations, such as interviews for jobs or important business meetings, it is also usual not to use first names. Instead, a title is used together with the family names. Mary Learning. One evening, a burglar broke into a house in Paris. He went into the living room and stole two pictures. Then he went into the kitchen and saw some cheese. He was hungry, so he ate all the cheese. Next, he saw two bottles of champagne. He was very thirsty, so he drank both bottles. Then he felt sleepy. He went upstairs for a rest, but he was tired and fell asleep. When he woke up the next morning, there were four policemen around the bed.